Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mississippi Coastal Cleanup. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Eric Sparks, Mississippi State University Extension Assistant Professor. Eric, this event is a very important event that we should all understand the purpose for. Now, what is this Mississippi Coastal Cleanup all about?
So Mississippi Coastal Cleanup is a great event to come help clean up your environment while also educating folks on preventative measures that they can take to better the environment and prevent a lot of this trash from getting down on the coastal region. So some of the major trash issues that we have involve plastic items. And you've probably seen on the news, you know, a lot of photos of turtles and stuff like that with Coke rings around them. But that's not the only thing that we have issues with. There's a lot of little small pieces of plastics and just general debris and trash that we get in our environment that breaks down and forms what we call microplastics. And that can cause a lot of issues for a lot of the smaller organisms like oysters and shrimp as they digest that in their system, which and can cause a lot of toxin issues as well as some blockages. So, you know, not good for them.
This also includes glass and bags, plastic bags and things like that too, right?
Yes, glass, plastic bags, pretty much anything that we don't properly dispose of can count as a trash that we target on during this coastal cleanup event. And there's a lot of unique things that we run into, but a huge portion of the trash is cigarette butts.
Oh, that's really gross. So it's very important for us to learn how to clean this up and to participate in cleaning up. Who does participate in this?
So this event's open to any and everybody who wants to not only help our environment by picking up the trash, but also learn more about some of the preventative measures that they can take and how little actions that they do at home can lead to big changes along our coast.
Yes, and this is a cleanup event, but it's also meant to educate about the importance of caring for our environment and not littering and recycling our garbage. Talk about that educational aspect and how it's going to be done.
At the cleanup, we have, I think, about 47 sites this year, and at most of those stations, there'll be some education materials presented, whether it be posters on things like microplastics or some photo displays of some of the bad impacts that plastics have on the environment. So there'll be some education staff at most stations. So when you go and check in for your event, you'll get exposed to a lot of those educational activities. And also at the same time, you'll play a role as a scientist for the day by collecting a lot of data on the trash that you collect through recording it on some data cards.
Oh, well, that'll be interesting. So is there anything else you want to include about this event?
No, it's just a really fun event. If you come out, it's on October 22nd for this year. And register online at mscoastalcleanup.org. If you turn in your data card, you get put in a drawing for some gift cards that we have, as well as you get a free lunch voucher.
Okay, so this will be all day on October 22nd?
So it runs from 8 to 11 for the actual cleanup portion of the event, and then the lunch runs immediately after that, and there's three lunch locations, one in each coastal county. It's all along the Mississippi coast, so there's 47 sites along the whole coast. All three coastal counties are covered, Hancock, Harrison, and Jackson County, and then there's also some sites out on the Barrier Islands as well if you have a boat and want to get out and pick up trash out there.
Okay, so let's say that I decide to register for this, and with there being 47 different locations that participants will be going to, how do we know which one we're supposed to go to?
So throughout the online registration process on mscoastalcleanup.org, you'll go through and select the site that you'll want to participate in. And on that website, we also have a site map where if you're unsure of a site in the survey description for the registration process, you can reference to the site map and see exactly where that's at.
All right. So tell me one more time the website that we can go to and the date of this cleanup.
So the website is mscoastalcleanup.org, and the date is October 22nd.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Eric Sparks, Mississippi State University Extension Assistant Professor. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.